Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Rascals bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And if you go to jimblasingame.com, you'll find all my books, including The Age of the Customer. Bob Nagin is our guest, our good friend, 17-year member of our Brain Trust. He is WhizBang Training, and that's Whiz with a W-H. WhizBangTraining.com is the website, and he is doing more than I know of anybody I know on the planet to help Main Street retailers not only stay in business but thrive during this difficult time. I encourage you to find out what's going on over there at WhizBang Training and hook up to Bob and his team. Bob, I'm really proud of you for what you've done over there.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. It means a lot.
Well, it's amazing what you. I mean, and of course, I've had a ringside seat. I remember when this thing was just a gleam in your eye, and you were still selling kites in 2004. So it's really been exciting to see how you've grown. What do people need to do? Let's say that somebody's listening and they're saying, you know what?
Yeah.
I think I might be one of those people that y'all were talking about. I think I did. I think I had a little headlights in my eyes once upon a time. I'd like to fix that. What do they do?
So what you're asking is, if you have a retail store right now, what are the most important things to do? Is that I'm
yeah? How do I make sure I'm not one of the statistics? I'm not roadkill.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to be Amazon roadkill.
Yeah. So I've coined a term, omni-experiential, because the world used to be about driving traffic to your store, right? Marketing was all about what do you do to get people into your store. But a lot of people don't want to come into your store right now for good reason. In a lot of areas in the world, people can't come into your store. So the best retailers have, A, put together, I'm talking about small to mid-size independents, have put together some sort of e-commerce presence. If anybody's listening to this and they're going, they have a retail store, they go, oh, I can't, it seems like a daunting task. Some e-commerce presence. Allow your customers to shop with you in the way that they want. The other trend that is really, really taking off is social selling. On Facebook Lives, one of our clients, one of our Platinum Mastermind group members, does a live show every day at noon.
Wow.
And she sells $2,000 a day.
Wow.
On her live show. And then
so she's got her own home shopping network.
Another one of our clients has her own shopping network. And she's a tax store. And it's a SHSN, not for home shopping network, but for horse shopping network.
Wow.
So you're exactly right. And this is what is so exciting to me, Jim, is that the technology is now affordable and accessible enough that, a mom and pop on Main Street, small town Alabama, mm-hmm. can now have their own show.
Yep.
And if they've got personality and they've got the right merchandise and they know how to do it, they've got another business, so to speak. They're no longer dependent on local customers coming into the store.
Remember this, folks. We talked about this in the last segment. I'm mad at the Chinese for the Chinese government for allowing this pandemic to get here. I don't like the way Amazon and some of the other companies run roughshod over Main Street, but the fact is the driver of this bus is your customer, and you got to deal with that reality.
Your customer and your mindset.
Yeah,
at the break we were talking about that whole idea. So are you going to lay over, roll over and play dead, or are you going to, you know, hustle and do the things that you need to do? And, you know, this is why I'm so proud of our community, is because the people in our community just all banded together. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? And I can't tell. So every month at the first day of every month in our Facebook community, Whizbang Retailers, I said, how were sales last month? And, of course, there's always some people who are struggling.
Yep.
And I'm grateful that they're vulnerable. But I can't tell you how many people are up 20%, 30%.
Yep.
How many people are just absolutely crushing it. Why? Because they're doing fun, interesting things that their customers want to
and
see.
Don't you think in the last minute I got left, Bob, don't you think the key to this whole thing is getting out of your own way?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. That's what I meant by mindset.
Yeah.
You know, it's you. All of the things that you have to unlearn a lot of things and relearn a lot of things. Shoot, you are right now. We are. We had to take our in-person big giant event online. It was terrifying.
It hurt your feelings too, didn't it?
It was terrifying.
Yeah.
But guess what? It was more successful. As far as the number of people who were attending, as far as financially, it was significantly more.
Hey, Bob, I need
coming from Prague, and
I need your website, Bob. Give me a website.
Sure, Whizbang Training with an H, Bang Training.
Whizbang with an H and .com on the end. So check that out, folks, and join their group. You'll have fun and you make more money. Hey, Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always my pleasure.
Bob Negan, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.